Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco PAN's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter of 2021 results. This event is also being broadcasted simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/IR, and webcast platform with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer session. At the time, further instructions will be given. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. With us here today, we have Mr. Mauro Dutra, Banco PAN CFO, and Mr. Ignacio Caminha, Head of Investor Relations and Funding. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Mauro Dutra, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Mauro, you may begin your conference.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you all with us. Welcome to our earnings call for the fourth Q of 2021. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and having this moment to discuss our business and our results. The presentation today will show you four main topics, right? The first one is a quick overview about our results, our main figures. We then will talk about an update of the banking unit, bringing some new figures and new information about how the business is evolving. The third topic is margins and credit, in which we can discuss the macro view we have for the credit products and the portfolio quality and developments. And then Ignacio can bring you the details about our financial highlights, right? So I will start the presentation on slide two, in which we bring the highlights of the fourth Q. The first one is the total clients of the bank that reached our base, reached more than 17 million clients, 17.1 million clients, which is a very good figure in our view. The credit portfolio reached almost 35 billion reais, growing 20% on a yearly basis. The transaction volume of the fourth Q was 18.7 billion reais. I'll talk about this later on. The bottom line, the net income of the bank was 190 million reais. And with this net income, we have an accounting ROE of 13.3% per year. Moving to slide three is just a quick recap of the entire year of 2021, in which we had a bottom line in net income of 775 million reais, growing a lot since 2019, when the bank started the new strategy and we started to ramp up our results. On the right-hand side of the slide, you can see the ROE for the entire year, which reached 13.9%. It's also relevant to mention that the investments we are making in the bank, which are quite relevant to the banking unit, mainly related to technology, products, new team, marketing, and so on, all the investments are booked in our results. All the investments are front-loaded. We are not deferring any kind of expense, which is an important information for the analysts to understand how the results are performing. Moving to the next slide, slide four, we talk about the number of clients. The pace for the quarter, for the last quarter of 2021, was 42,000 new clients per business day, which is quite good, a little bit less than the third Q, but again, very optimized in terms of the quality of the clients, as I will show you in the engagement levels, but also optimizing the cost of acquisition, which is very important for our business. And we will show also some numbers about that. Looking to the next information, which is the total client base, I would say that we increased the base for approximately 10 million clients for the year, which makes us very proud, very happy, and very excited about the opportunities we have of new products to be sold to this client base. Okay, so then moving to the section of the banking unit update, The first slide of the session is the slide number 6, brings the main drivers of the business. We always explain this business with 3 main pillars, which are the growth or scale, the engagement of the base, and then the monetization, which consists of the services that the clients can buy and also the credit penetration, right? In terms of growth, we reached 12.7 million banking clients at the bank as of December 21. And we see that our cost of acquisition, of cost of client acquisition, is decreasing as we are seeing a more, a very strong organic flow in the client origination. The second item is the engagement. We are keeping the high level of active clients here at the bank with the cross-sell index evolving as we launch and the clients buy new products in the app. Third point is the service businesses, which is generating an intense growth of the fee revenues. The fee revenues are growing at a pace much higher than the credit revenues, which is our intention and is important for diversifying the business. And the last point is the penetration of credit in the banking unit, in the banking client base, which is something very important to decrease the origination cost. And we are using the in-app origination in order to do so. So the next slide, as you may see, will show numbers that explain these main drivers here. The first slide is this slide number 7, talking about growth of the base. The base reached 12.7 million clients. In the fourth Q, we had almost 50% of the new clients coming from organic flow, looking for the bank organically. And it impacts a lot our cost of acquisition that reached in the fourth Q, 35 reais. This is a new information we are disclosing as we think this is important for the analysts to understand what we are doing in our business. So these 35 reais of CAC, they include the marketing expenses, all the onboarding process, all the money we spend with the credit bureaus, and all the logistics related to the debt or credit card that we send to the client, including both embossing of the card and the delivery, right? So the CAC is decreasing a lot, is a very competitive amount right now, and we are excited about growing the base at the correct pace, optimizing the quality of the clients and the cost of acquisition. Moving to slide 8, we then bring some information about engagement. Once we already talked about the growth of the base, we talk about engagement. So activation level of 52%, even with the base increasing a lot quarter over quarter. The cross-sell index ended December at 2.6. It reflects the new products that are being launched and bought by the clients in the app. We also ended December with 5.4 million accounts with Pix keys, clients that are using Pix with Banco Pan. It increased 1 million accounts in the quarter, which indicates that the new clients are using the bank and are using the bank as their transactional bank. And the last figure, which you already may know, is the transaction volume, which reached almost 19 billion reais in the entire quarter. Slide 9 shows the use of services by our clients. So the first one is the mobile phone top-up, in which we have almost 500,000 clients using the service in the quarter, in the last quarter, which is another strong indicator of engagement of transactions being made. And at the right-hand side, you can see an update of the insurance business, in which we ended 2021 with 1.7 million clients with active insurance contracts, insurance policies with Banco Pan, among with almost 500,000 in the banking unit. I mean, 500,000 clients in the banking unit had a outstanding policy in December 21. And the number keeps increasing, and we expect this number to get to keep the pace for 2022. We then move to slide 10, bringing some details about the credit business in the banking unit, we ended December with 5.4 million banking clients with credit. Credit, as we also already talked to you, is a very important tool of both monetization and engagement. We understand that the profitability of our business is much related to the credit transactions. So having 5.4 out of 12.7 million banking clients with outstanding credit is an important number that we monitor here. And as you can see in this slide, this number has been ramping up since 2020. At the right-hand side, you can see the new credit products that we launched in that. Of course, the main product here is the FGTS loan, which has more than 1 million clients that took this credit in app, which is also another indicator, not only of monetization, but also engagement. But we put also the payroll business in app, the car record equity transactions in app, and also in December, we launched the pre-approved credit for Banco Pan clients in app for the vehicles business. These 5.4 million clients had almost, as you can see in this slide 11, almost 13 billion reais in outstanding credit, right? And the interesting observation here is that the penetration of banking clients in our credit portfolio reached 37% in December. I mean, we had at December, a 35 billion total portfolio and 13 billion, which represents almost 40%, in the banking unit. This figure was less than 20% 1 year ago. So the good news here is that we are also penetrating credit and all the credit products of the bank, not only credit cards and personal loan, in the banking clients unit, which is one of the main objectives here of the project. You can also see that this 13 billion reais in credit of the banking unit are splitting all the products we have, not only vehicles, but the cards, payroll and FGTS loans, everything the clients are using, not only the services, but also all the credit products that we can offer. Just to end up this session, slide 12, the next slide, we bring an update on Mosaico, remembering that the Mosaico deal was already approved by CADE and by the shareholders of both Mosaico and Banco Pan. They're still pending the central banking approval, the central bank approval, which may happen in the next weeks. But we are already advancing in the business, working with Mosaico team, and we are very happy with some deliveries we already can show you. The first one is the GMV Mosaico had at the Black Friday during November, which was 535 million reais, a very impressive growth regarding compared to 2020. And this is the result of the cashback penetration in the client base, as Mosaico now have the cashback tool with the main part of Brazilian retailers. The second important figure to show is the financial products, which are Banco Pan products offered in Mosaico platform. We had more almost 500,000 requests of new cards since November when the co-branded card was launched. And of course, penetrating financial products in the Mosaico platform is one of the main ways to monetize the base and to monetize the business. And this will evolve a lot during 2022. And the last topic is the marketplace of Mosaico being offered in our app. We launched Loja Pan in the end of November, and we expect this also to grow a lot during this year. So with this slide, we end the session of the update of banking clients, and then we can move to margins and credit. Moving on to slide 14. First of all, some key messages, and then we'll go to the detailed numbers. The first message, which is very important for the analysts and the investors to understand, is we are working here at Banco Pan with a high level of net interest margin, a high level of NIM, even after credit costs, right? So we have space, we have room to any kind of deterioration if it happens, as we work with high levels of margins even after credit cuts. And which are the main updates regarding margins in credit? The first of them is the NPL ratios, the delinquency rate, which is growing, of course, as you may know. We are changing the mix of the portfolio, and we are seeing the return of the pre-pandemic levels for all the products in terms of NPLs. But this is offset by this high gross margin that we work and we price in our products, and we are maintaining the renegotiation volumes of our portfolio next to zero, irrelevant regarding the size of the portfolio. The second important item is the increase of interest rates in Brazil. But as all the analysts know, we worked here with our portfolio 100% hedged. We do not take market risk in our portfolio, and we repriced all the products in the origination, right? We had, during the second semester of 21, more compressed margins in the payroll business. This was already reviewed when the ceiling rate was changed by the government on December. So in the new origination, we are already satisfied, very satisfied with the levels of profitability also in the payroll business. Third item to mention is our asset quality. We have almost 90% of the portfolio in assets free of credit risk, I mean the payroll business and the FGTS loans, and another 43% of the portfolio with collateral, which is comprising the vehicles business. So 90% of the portfolio is very defensive in the individual's credit market, in our case, of course. And the last item, which is important for the business, is the credit assignment. As you may know also, we like very much the business of assigning credits, as we can optimize our channels, our origination, and we can generate profits without allocating capital or funding. But this business had a tough moment during the second semester of 21 as margins were compressed. Looking forward, we see that the credit assignment business should resume to its previous margins or even above, with two main drivers. The first driver is payroll business going back to the margins we had in the past with the new ceiling. And the second important driver is we are seeing a lot of our partners in this business, a lot of other banks that work with us in this business, showing interest in the FGTS loans that we are originating a lot with very low origination costs and indeed very good profitability. So with these two items to mention, we hope that the credit assignment business should get back on track in 22, which is a very important driver for our results. Moving on to slide 15, I will begin to show you the numbers that explain these main topics I put in this slide 14. So the first one is we are maintaining our NIM without credit assignments and without credit costs at a high level, which indicated in this slide, reaching 12% in the fourth Q of 2021. Even with this level of margins, as I already mentioned, but I'd like to reinforce, is that we keep our portfolio high collateralized, not only because of the vehicles, but also if you consider that the business of the payroll and FGTS have a kind of strong collateral in order to take off the credit risk. And the third point, important to mention also, is we are being more conservative on the origination. Inácio will show you the number of cards sold, new credit cards sold in the quarter, and it decreased compared to last quarters. But not only in the credit card business, but also in the vehicles business, we are being more conservative in the origination and in the collection, which is very important. Vehicles prices are very strong in Brazil, so it gives us comfort in order to try to execute the client and get the car back. So we are more conservative, expecting that the environment can be more tougher, but as I explained, we do not have renegotiations. We are very diversified and we are comfortable of operating credits in different moments of the cycle. Slide 16 indicates the portfolio mix and how it is evolving. We reached 12% of the portfolio in the unsecured products, which is small compared to the entire portfolio and brings engagement, brings more margin, as I already mentioned. The delinquency rates, the NPL ratios, the short-term NPL ratio reaches 7.8, which is quite stable during over the year, right? And the 90 days indicator has been increasing as we already explained it, because of the mix, because all the products are turning back to the levels, the pre-pandemic levels, and I already mentioned, but just reinforcing, any kind of renegotiation is impacting this figure here. Just to end this last session before going to the financial highlights, slide 17 talks about the gross margin, right? We had, as long as we had the portfolio growing 20% in 2021, as you can see at the left-hand side of the slide, our NIM, without the impact of credit assignments, grew 50%, which way above the portfolio, showing that we are being capable of bringing products with more margin and repricing the products that we already operated. And the consequence is that even with the entire margin, the clear blue line being flat from 20 to 21, you can see that the NIM, if you don't consider the credit assignments, is growing a lot. And as I already mentioned, we expect the credit assignment business to have better margins looking forward. So this is something we see as equalized for 22 and on. Okay, so Inácio, you can move on with the financial highlights and then we'll be here for the Q&A session.
Great. So jumping to slide 19, we see the regular charts that we show on results. So net interest margin stood flat in 1.7 billion reais, with the NIM excluding the assignments still going up. Provisions expenses remain also quite flat, raising marginally to 4.8% of the portfolio. And the main message here that wasn't explored before is that the expenses, overall expenses, reduced in this quarter. So it was driven by a reduction in origination expenses because our CAC is much lower at a very competitive levels. And also we have been originating more credits using our app. So not paying commission to a significant part of the origination. When you look at the administrative and personnel expenses, they increase a little bit, driven mostly by the annual readjustment that we have on our payroll for our employees. And what is important to notice here is that all the structured investments that we have made have been done in terms of personnel, and the growth would be marginal from now on. And we can now start benefiting from everything that we have built and seek to generate more revenues over the portfolio or over as well regarding services. And with that, we got to the 190 million reais net income in this quarter, 13.3% accounting ROE. When you look at the same charts in the annual comparison, we see a very strong evolution. So net interest margin increasing at a strong pace. Also, provisions expenses very controlled and reducing a little bit over the portfolio. Expenses showing the increasing investments that we have done throughout this year. We'll show some detail ahead again. And finally, net income increased to $775 million. Well, sorry, reais, and 13.9% accounting ROE. The origination we show on slide 21, we can notice that the FGTS loans were really the main highlight of this quarter, and they should remain to be as this product has been growing or has been keeping a very strong pace of origination. So it was almost 800 million reais per month. And we have more than 2.2 million clients with this new loan. More than half of it originated through our app or our direct channels. The vehicle financing stood at very strong levels and payroll naturally reduced in fourth Q because margins were still compressed. And now we have a much better environment to originate these loans with more spreads. We just have to wait for the update on the 5% additional margin to reestablish the potential of new origination, not only for us, but for the entire market. The credit portfolio in slide 21 ended the quarter and the year at 35 billion, increasing 21%. Payroll loans plus FGTS represents 44%, while vehicles represents 43%. Vehicles increased 32% on a year basis. And credit card also increased, doubled actually in 1 year. But it still represents only 10% of the portfolio. And the final product, which are personal loans, represents only 1%. So when you look at the entire portfolio, it is it's very defensive, with 88% of the portfolio being collateralized or comprised by payroll loans plus FGTS. And we only have 0.3% of the portfolio renegotiated, which also shows a lot of quality in our figures. Going to the individual products on slide 23, we have payroll and FGTS loans. So in the upper right chart, we clearly see that FGTS loans have been gaining more traction and will probably lead a big portion of our portfolio's evolution throughout 22. The other metrics remain quite stable, so we still are originating a very significant share of all the loans related to federal codes. 97% was what we did in fourth Q, with only 3% related to states and municipalities. So we are very, very satisfied with the performance, especially with the increase in origination in our app. Vehicle financing on slide 24, we also see a very interesting trend of growth. Always bearing in mind that the origination has been done in a very conservative way, not only in terms of underwriting criteria, but also in terms of profitability and other metrics regarding interest rates, funding, commissions, and also the expected losses on the origination, plus obviously the levels of down payments and the term of the loans. And to boost even more the evolution of vehicle financing, we are also very satisfied that now Bombe Auto Central Bank approved its acquisition, and we are combining the two operations, and we'll definitely have a much better experience in that sense, because with Bombe Auto, we begin the journey as long as the client starts to seek for a new car. So we may offer him a finance or send him to a partner, a dealership that worked with us. And with that, we can create more engagement, not only with the final client, but also with dealerships. Credit cards on slide 25, we see a very good level of engagement and also all the volumes and the clients have been using more our products. So we see that despite the issuances that we decreased in a preventive action because of the upcoming scenario, we still see a very strong evolution, not only in credit card transactions, but also in revenues, interchange revenues that we have from these cards, and the portfolio keeps evolving. So this is a very interesting product with a very good profitability that generates a lot of engagement with the clients. And with that, we can definitely improve and increase cross-sell and upsell inside our platform. So insurance is another product that is very important and relevant to generate service fees. We have currently 1.7 million clients with insurance, with active insurance. So we generated only in fourth Q 124 million reais in premiums, generating 54 million reais in revenues for us. When you look at the insurance evolution, the premiums evolution on a yearly basis, we have doubled it in 2 years, reaching 581 million reais. And we also see a lot of potential for it to keep growing as we provide more products and offer more new type of insurance to our clients inside our app. And funding on slide 27 is another way to see how we have been evolving. Naturally, as the credit portfolio grows, it has been performing so as the funding base increase. Just to give a highlight here on a new funding that we took on December, we disbursed $150 million in a credit facility with the IDB, BD Invest, together with other creditors. And this is a specific line that will foster the development of social lending for clients, not only micro entrepreneurs, but also, for instance, to finance clients buying motorcycles and contributing to the household income. And the overall performance of funding have been boosted by the ratings that we have. So 21 was a very important year in which we increased significantly the way that the market notices us, reducing rates that we pay, increasing volumes, and increasing exposure to several types of different investors. Another very interesting point that give more comfort to investors is our capital base. So we presented on slide 28, 15.4% CET1. And we also give here an exercise showing what is the impact of Mosaico once it gets approval. So December's figures would have been 17.3% if the deal was already approved. So this shows not only very interesting and high levels of capital, but also our ability to generate capital internally through our results, giving all the foundation for us to keep growing our books. And to conclude on slide 29, we see a summary of how we monetize our business here and how we get more profitable as time goes by. Even though we have invested 1 billion reais in 21 to promote all the growth in client base and also in products and services offered to our clients, expanding our team, investing in new systems and more technology. Regardless of that, we see that net interest margin rose 24%, reaching 6.7 billion reais. Fee revenues had an even stronger growth, growing 54%, reaching 743 million reais, leading to a net profit of 775 million reais, growing 18% on a yearly basis, which in the end results the 13.9% accounting ROE growing as well in comparison to 2020. So this is the conclusion of our presentation, and now we open the line for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 9. Mr. Gustavo sent us a question via webcast. Do you believe that the reduction in credit cards loans and issuance in 2022 due to asset quality issues could impact the growth of the number of clients as credit cards are important to attract clients?
Thank you very much, Gustavo, for the question. The answer is no, and I'll explain why. First of all, as you saw in the last quarter of 21, even selling less credit cards than in the previous quarters, we saw very strong numbers related to engagement of the clients, right? And it happened because we have more products, we are more diversified. So we have much more things to offer to the client than only the credit card. So that's why we do expect that we can keep increasing the client base, even selling, for instance, selling less credit cards. So with this level of CAC, we expect to keep increasing the client base at a pace of 35 to 40,000 new clients per day, which we see as a very good number. And we can optimize the quality of the clients that are coming to the bank with the level of investment with a very, very competitive cost of acquisition.
A question from Pedro Leducci. Please, Mr. Leducci, you may proceed.
Sorry, Luke, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now we can. We lost you, sorry.
Please, Mr. Pedro, you may proceed. Remember, if you have a question, please press star 9. Time. To ask a question, please press star 9. Please wait while we collect the questions. And written questions can be also sent via webcast. Please wait while we collect the questions.
Great, so we just received a question from Pedro Little here from Itaú. Managing credit risk, coverage coming down until what level? How are you working to improve recovery of auto, for example? And then another question with you afterwards.
Okay, thank you very much, Aduk. Sorry about this logistic problem here, where we are very happy to answer our questions. First of all, to talk about coverage. Our coverage has been quite stable over the last quarters, decreasing a little bit, which we think is normal during credit cycles. But it's very interesting to reinforce that our portfolio is comprised mainly of defensive credit risks, which is the payroll segment, FGTS loans, and the vehicles business. And we do not postpone loans. We do not renegotiate loans. So this is a clear figure. Any kind of calculation the analyst can make regarding coverage is a clear figure, as we do not have any impact from renegotiation as the other banks does.
And the other question about credit growth, we are repricing credits, which is another tool to manage risk, but this reduces growth most likely. What can we expect for loan book growth in 22?
We do see our book growing right at the student at a pace above the market, above the average of the financial system. And why? First of all, because despite the 5% margin issue in the payroll segment, which will impact January and February, we expect to grow a lot to come to our previous levels of origination in the payroll business, so to grow this portfolio. We are originating strong amounts in the FGTS segment, so these two segments should help the portfolio to keep on increasing. In the vehicles business, we are adjusting and we wait and see. But I do expect that we can come back to higher levels and keep the portfolio increasing. And the unsecured loans are just a small part of the portfolio. So they do not impact too much the overall picture of the credit scenario for Plan.
There seems to be no further questions. I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Mauro Dutra for final remarks.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for being here with us. We are very excited with the opportunity we have with the size of the client base and engagement levels of our client base. So we expect to keep on increasing revenues. Regarding the macro scenario or the credit scenario, is something natural for us. We've been making credit in Brazil for more than a decade. So we already saw some market movements and we are prepared. We are making our technical adjustments and prepared to any kind of deterioration that maybe can happen. So expect to see you the next quarter and thank you very much.
This concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.